Just
the first call of the day.
Kate, you're the first call of the day.
Kate is great.
Well, good morning, everyone.
Good morning. Where are you?
I am in Wiscasset, Maine, driving to my lifeguarding job.
Okay. Oh, wait, have we talked to you before?
No, this is my first time calling.
Just kidding. There was another Wiscasset lifeguard I was thinking of.
Cool. Lifeguard Pamela Anderson, red bathing suit.
Is this a game of, like, word association?
I don't know. It's just what pops in my head.
Where do you lifeguard?
I lifeguard in Booth Bay.
In Booth Bay.
Nice.
There you go. That was mostly for Kelly. So you lifeguard in Booth Bay. Now, where do you live?
I live in Whitefield, Maine, which is about 50 minutes from there.
Okay.
Holy,
where's Whitefield? I don't know where that is.
If you know where Wiscasset is, it's about 30 minutes away from that.
Like inland?
Yeah.
Okay, so inland from Wiscasset, and then you got to go over and then down to Booth Bay.
And lifeguard jobs are tough to come by.
Yeah.
An hour away.
Yeah. What is it, a beach or a pool or a what?
It's the pool. I lifeguard there in the morning.
Okay.
And then in the afternoon, I teach sailing.
In the afternoon, you do what? You broke up for a second.
I teach sailing.
Oh, you teach sailing.
Holy moly.
So you are just an aquatic goddess.
You're a nautical Nancy.
Oh, yeah.
So have you ever had to rescue someone in the pool?
Oh.
I have not, thankfully.
Yeah,
Thank God.
Knock on wood, I know.
Don't you get nervous? Don't you want to? Like if someone's going down.
Well, no, of course you don't want to.
I don't want to do
it. But you're the lifeguard. You go, I'm not in the mood.
Don't you wish it's like when you're in the bathroom and someone's covering your shift that it happens?
What?
Like, you know, that you don't really have to do it.
Oh, you mean like someone drowns while you're taking a pee break?
Right.
Well,
yeah.
I guess so.
I thought about that before.
Yeah, I think it's more like you just want to be there to help, you know, if you have to help.
Oh, it's a lot of pressure.
Yeah.
Ugh.
How often do you have to train and get certified on CPR?
Every couple years.
Every couple years, okay. And you don't do the breathing. Oh, here's a question. So if someone's drowning, right, someone, and you pull them out of the water, you get them onto the deck. I know in CPR right now they say only the compressions. You don't do the breathing thing anymore. But if they drown, do you still do the breathing thing?
Yeah, it's not mouth to mouth. There's a special tool that you put in their mouth so that you're not doing mouth to mouth, but you still have to breathe into them, yeah.
Oh, you do? Okay.
God, way to make it more difficult. Now there's a tool?
Right.
Ugh.
You gotta put a tool in your mouth.
No. Nope.
Yeah. Well, that's probably so that you're not putting mouth on mouth.
Yep.
Yeah.
Hmm.
I remember. Is it that little thing that has like a little plastic flap over it that lays over their face?
Yeah.
Yeah, I remember that from like the CPR class.
It's a naughty name for it.
It is?
Never mind. I'm not going to.
You're thinking about something else, I think.
Something dam.
A dental dam?
Yeah, they think that's what they call it.
No, that's different, I think.
Well, I know that's different, but I think that's what they call it for the apparatus.
Well, let's ask the expert. Kate, do they call that a dental dam when you're giving CPR?
I have never heard that.
Okay.
Term.
Yeah, I
okay.
think that I think a dental dam is more for sexual.
Got it.
Yeah.
I thought it was okay.
I think I was about to Google it and I thought, "You know what? Maybe not on the work computer." Maybe not on the work computer.
Okay.
All right, well, I hope you have an uneventful morning. What time does the pool open up?
5:30.
All right. Well, you better get to the hit the deck, Kate.
Oh yeah. Thank you.
All right. Have a good day.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.
The first call of the day.
Of course, now I am Googling dental dam because now I'm second guessing myself. Oh, okay. Here we go. The first thing that comes up is from the CDC. How to use a dental dam as a barrier for, I'm not going to read the rest of that.
That's on the CDC's website?
I'm just going to give you the picture, okay? There's the graphic.
Ew! Why would you show me that?
Because that's what
But I think it can go over the mouth for that sign.
No, you need to be able to breathe through it. The whole point of a dental dam.
You can't breathe through it?
No.
I've never seen one.
The point of a dental dam is to... What are we even talking about?
I don't know, but you just showed me that picture that I'm never... Now, sometimes...
Here's how to make a dental dam from a condom. It's like crafting.
Okay, so you would choke. You would suffocate yourself.
Yes,
if you
would kill the person.
And yourself.
Both of you.
Well,
yes.
Okay. It would be like a Romeo and Juliet scenario through dental dam.
Not a dental dam.
Okay.
It has like a little thing that you could blow through, and then it has the thing around it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Can you imagine if I went to like give someone CPR and I yelled out, "Does anyone have a dental dam?"
Yeah. This is why you're not a lifeguard.
No.
This is why you're not a lifeguard.
I just wouldn't want to.
Wouldn't want to what?
I wouldn't want to save anyone. Too much pressure. I would get nervous. I would have to run to the bathroom first.
You're right.
It would be a whole.
Right.
I'm not
Kelly,
good
the person
in a pinch.
Would be like drowning. But like, Kelly would be like, oh no, nervous pooper. Gotta go.
Hold on. I really want this to happen for you, but I'm not the person.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wrong line of work.
Yeah. I would go to the bath. I would act like I not see them.
Someone help her. I gotta, you know.
Be like, hey, Tom, can you watch the chair for a second? Because I saw it in my like peripheral that they were going down.
Oh, by the way, look at the left corner of the pool. Is anything going on over there?
That's what I would do.
Yeah.
Yeah. Not a lifeguard.
Nope.
Sometimes you just know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Remind me not to leave the kids alone with Kelly at the lake.
Well, in that situation, I just wouldn't let them go in the water.
Right. So, like I said, remind me not to leave the kids alone with Kelly.
Abstain.
Yes.
I just abstain from all of them.
Yes. The kids need to be supervised, as does Kelly. Yeah.
Who's going to watch these kids if they go
in? Because she's going to try to open up a dental dam to save one of the children. Okay? That is not the proper use of that.
Okay. Never know.
Ryan, aren't you glad you're in for Todd again today?
Oh, it is always an adventure at 5:29 in the morning.